Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Pensacola Saudi terrorist tweeted about Israel before his deadly attack on the naval base. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber and Holly Mead. Well, this Saudi individual, this terrorist, that ultimately in a classroom early in the morning gunned down other classmates, was a jihadist. He was somebody who has been radicalized in Islam, and it happened some years ago. I'm not quite sure how these people are being screened. He was being trained, a citizen of Saudi Arabia, trained to fly fighter jets at the naval base in Pensacola. And apparently the naval base since World War II has been training fighter pilots around the world with different partner countries since the end of World War II. And they have, at the time of this shooting, about 200 military trainees that are going through this process from various countries, including Saudi Arabia. Now, he was clearly somebody who hated America, Matt. He hated Israel, and he made some tweets regarding that. Also, the night before, he and other individuals watched mass terror, mass shooting videos. So they were preparing themselves. So it's not just this guy, Matt, unfortunately. I don't know if they have now been able to catch all the other ones. I know some of them have been arrested. Some of those individuals were likely other students from Saudi Arabia that he was milling around with. But others fled. And we know that one of those individuals that was part of that watching of the mass shootings videotaped the whole thing, and
right.
At least two others watched from a vehicle as the shootings, or watched from afar as the shootings occurred.
Yeah, and of course, you know, you always hear the term lone gunman. They're trying to, again, avoid using the words Islamic terrorism here, but he did not act alone. There's a mass manhunt going on right now for, I've read at least 10 other individuals that they suspect were involved in the planning and ultimately the carrying out of this. One individual, as you mentioned, Matt, one of his friends filmed it. So this was all planned ahead the night before with them, you know, having a pep rally, basically at this party, watching these kinds of mass events in order, I guess, to try to build up the courage to do this horrific act of terror.
You know, this is very troubling. I mean, isn't that what happened with 9/11? These terrorists came over, learned how to fly planes, and then, you know, with the intent to destroy America. Isn't the same thing that we're seeing happen here?
Yeah, the majority of those terrorists on 9/11 were Saudi Arabian citizens.
They came over here to learn how to fly.
They were trained in the
yeah.
United States.
Yeah.
A couple of them actually used the address on their identification cards as the naval base address. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know whether they actually were trained at the naval base, but this naval base has had a history of openness, that you could come on this base fairly easily. A few years ago, because of that criticism, they began to crackdown on or change some of their security procedures. But one of the things that has been universal across these different Navy bases or military bases, not just the Navy, is that these men and women who are trained to use weapons, they're going through different courses, they're going through training, how to use a weapon, how to clean their weapons, how to carry their weapons. They are not allowed to carry weapons on these bases. And if you go back to the Fort Hood shooting, the same thing happened. You get a terrorist like this, and the other guy was an Islamic terrorist as well in Fort Hood. They smuggle a weapon on, or they bring it from their facility, or they drive in on their car. And all of these military men and women that are there to protect us, and they put their lives on the line. They're trained in the handling of weapons and of aircraft and of bombs and other kinds of things. They are completely disarmed.
That does not make sense.
It makes no sense at all.
So they turn it into a gun-free zone. So it becomes a soft target. And you notice how all of these terror attacks, where do they happen? In these gun-free zones, it's because they choose the path of least resistance.
Yeah, and unfortunately, you have some brave other individuals, one who was a recent graduate of the Naval Academy, who ultimately was shot multiple times and was able to tell authorities where the shooter was, and the shooter was eventually taken out by the law enforcement, some of whom were actually shot themselves. So we want to remember the families of these young men who were shot and killed, and certainly the military officers, the law enforcement that actually engaged. It could have been a lot worse. He had a Glock handgun that he purchased, and you ask, how did he get that? Well, apparently you're not able to do that if you're a foreign citizen unless you have some kind of hunting license, and somehow he got authorized to do hunting, and that's how he got this weapon, and he had multiple rounds of ammunition, so he was intent on committing additional mass murder.
And how did he get that on base is my question, too.
I don't know how he got it on base. I mean, that's got to be an investigation that happens about how that happens. And also, we have a petition at lcaction.org, lcaction.org, and the petition is to go to the commander-in-chief to change the policy that makes these military bases gun-free zones. You know, these military bases are places where, of all places, these are people who know how to handle weapons.
Exactly.
Now, I understand maybe historically why they might want to have created a gun-free zone, but the fact is, things have changed, and the terrorists, they know that, and they're coming into the military. This guy was being trained by our military. The guy in Fort Hood was he was in the military. He wasn't a civilian from outside.
He was Saudi military.
Saudi military. And they're bringing these weapons on campus, and they have been radicalized. The interesting thing that he also tweeted about was he hated America, and he hated Israel, and he hated America's support of the nation of Israel. His mentality is to literally wipe out Israel. Now, you have to ask yourself the question. This guy didn't just keep his views to himself.
Right.
He tweeted.
Red flags.
How in the world, if he is a Saudi citizen being trained on a military base, does our military not occasionally inspect or monitor what they're posting on social media?
Exactly.
And he's obviously done this before. He's obviously communicated to others. Did somebody not see the red flags and raise this? That's all a question that has to be answered. But
huge red flag, and you know this wasn't a spur of the moment thing. There was the malice of forethought. This was done with intent. He may, who knows? He probably came over here fully intending to use his Saudi military status and the open arms of the U.S. government inviting them in as a Trojan horse to get in and take as many American lives as he possibly could.
And that's the intent. You know, Muslim, they try to pass it off as a peaceful religion. That's their intent, is to come over, recruit radical terrorists to destroy America.
Now, not everyone, of course, that's Muslim is going to be a terrorist.
Right.
But we do know that they have something in common, that these terrorists are Muslim. And so where do they get that? They get that from the Quran. They get that from the Hadith and some of the other writings after the Quran. And if you take them seriously, it leads to what this guy did.
They consider it a high calling.
So, you know, he knew he was going to probably be killed. But in his worldview, it's okay.
He's a martyr.
To become a martyr like that.
Yeah.
We just need to pray for our military bases and we also need to pray that these other people are caught, because he went to New York over Thanksgiving and he saw the Rockefeller lighting of the tree and the Rockefeller Center there where they do the Christmas tree lighting. We don't know why he was there yet. I'm sure the military or the investigation will find that out. But there's other people that are still out there. Pray for the security of America, because I doubt if this was the last intended terrorist attack that these individuals had in mind. And also pray for the families and for our law enforcement. And if you want to make your voice known, you can go to lcaction.org, and you can sign the petition. This is a petition that we're putting out there for the Commander-in-Chief, President Donald Trump, to reconsider this no guns or the gun-free zone on a military base. It's time that they ultimately change that. Because that would stop some of these, certainly would deter some of these attempted terrorist attacks on these military bases. For more information, go to lcaction.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.